Hi friends, and welcome to the Universal Sisterhood podcast. We're hoping to create a place where women can delve deeper, lift their gaze higher, live freer, laugh louder, smile brighter, and be the authentic woman she was designed to be. Every human heart has been created to be seen, known, and loved. So this is the place where women can share their story. Welcome to episode 109. Hello and welcome to episode 109 for 2024. It is a new year. I know we're a month in, but it has been a slow slog here. So grateful to be back. So grateful for the encouragement to come back on, and so grateful for what the Holy Spirit's doing in my life. I finished the podcast last year quite abruptly, wasn't expecting to do that, was meant to have a final episode, but life unraveled quite quickly and I just couldn't get around to it. And before I knew it, it was Christmas, and I decided to, I hold this podcast very, very lightly. I don't cling on to it, and if it doesn't get done, it doesn't get done. But I'm here, I'm back, because I've been inspired to come back. As I said, I hold it very lightly, and if I'm not to return, then that's okay. But if the Holy Spirit wants me to return, then I always go where He leads. And I am very grateful for the inspirations and the little reminders that He gives me to come back here. Things like beautiful messages from listeners out of the blue, just words of encouragement or thank you for this or that. I know we shouldn't expect thanks, but when you're I've always seen this podcast as a space where if I am to be here, I will be. And I never want to be that sounding gong. I don't know if you know, from 1 Corinthians 13:1, he says, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. So I see this podcast basically as an act of love. I don't do it for self-love. No thanks. But I do this as a little place where women can feel inspired, can be encouraged, and maybe that flame of faith has really burnt right down to the ashes. If the stories that are shared on here by amazing women who reach out to me or I reach out to them to be on this podcast, if their stories through the Holy Spirit can re-enkindle that faith that has been dormant in your heart, or increase the faith that has been there, just fanning the flames, that's basically what this podcast is for. Because I sure as hell don't want to be a clanging cymbal or a resounding gong, God forbid. But I'm back. 2024, there is a beautiful lineup of women who are going to share their stories on this podcast with you this year. And I hope you stick around for the journey, because somewhere in there is something for you. It may not be next episode, it may not be the 10th episode this year, but it could be the 11th. So hang in there, have a listen, and the intention really is for you to realize that on this faith journey, pilgrimage basically home to heaven, to our eternal home, there are so many others on the journey with you, and for you not to be alone. So enjoy, settle in, and hope to see you listening all year long. I mean, this podcast is heard in so, I think, every continent on planet Earth, which is actually mind-boggling. I think about, I don't know, I haven't counted this year, but last year I think there was about 18 countries that listen, over 40,000 people, and it's mind-boggling. So that is why I hold it very lightly, because I do not want to, well, I am accountable, I suppose, for all these souls, but I don't want to be a sounding gong, put it that way. So I have been convicted to get back on here, get recording, and be vigilant, because I have found it quite difficult all summer to feel motivated to actually progress with the podcast. Not only that, just life in general, and I've been pretty slack actually in my faith journey. I don't know about slack, but not, I haven't had one-on-one time. Maybe that's what it is. I do a lot of things. I read a lot and I pray a lot, but I haven't had, I know what it is as I'm talking to you. It is being revealed to me. Adoration. I haven't sat with Jesus for as many hours as I should, and it is telling in the way I have been behaving. Just this sense of not hopelessness, but God's not going to come for me there. You know, I'm pretty sure I'm not alone in this feeling that the enemy likes to strike us at our weakest point. And maybe it's a relationship, maybe it's your marriage, maybe it is your self-esteem, whatever it is, wherever your weak points are, he is relentlessly striking you there, and just in really subtle ways. But these subtle ways, like waves on a rock, slowly and gently erode what you have there, what protection you have there. And we need to build those up. We need to fortify ourselves against those constant barrages from the enemy in our thoughts. I have had this constant, I feel the enemy is real, like he's on his way out and he's kicking and screaming like a really cranky toddler who doesn't want to go to bed or who wants that lolly. Like, he's not going down without a fight, and he's putting all his effort in, and we need to see that as that's all it is. That's what's happening right now in our world, in our minds, in our hearts, and let's not give him a foothold. I see. I was having this thought the other day on Insta. You know, social media is the biggest killer, pretty much. And I was seeing all these, and they're good people, and they mean well, and they have great lives. And they're just showing how they're cherishing those tender moments with their littles. And I'm past that. I don't have any littles anymore. And I was starting to hear myself thinking, oh, I missed that. I didn't put in enough effort. I didn't appreciate what I had then. I didn't, I did sweat the small stuff. I couldn't see the beauty of what was right in front of me. And these are regrets that I have, because the older I get, the more I realize that they are beautiful moments. They are tender moments. They are holy moments. They are anointed moments, and they are finite. They don't last for very long. They're over. But only this morning I realized. So I was having all these kind of big emotions of regrets. I should have been more present to my littles. I should have, appreciated the. Use those hours of awake in the middle of the night as tender moments with my baby, instead of complaining that how am I going to function tomorrow because I haven't slept much? But what the Holy Spirit revealed to me this week is it's not too late. You can now appreciate this stage, the older stage, those in front of you, the time with them right now. I dropped in for friends a few weeks ago. She texted me and said, what are you doing? It was a Saturday night. I said, I'm out to dinner with my family. And she said, oh, that's a bummer. I wanted to, you know, we should have caught up. And she said, anyway, we kind of left it there. And then about 10 minutes later, she sent me a text and said, get your husband to drop you over on your way back from the restaurant. Let's have a bottle of wine. So I went over and she played this song. And I think it's called 16 Summers. I think that's what it was. I don't know who wrote it. I haven't listened to it since. But we were there sitting in her kitchen with a bottle of Pinot, crying, because in this song he was saying, you really only get 16 summers with your children until life starts to get a hold of them and influence them and take them, you know, lead them elsewhere. And it is true in that sense that they become their own people. Not that they're going to be taken away by the bad world. I don't mean that, but I just mean that you have this limited time with them. And I may have not appreciated the smaller years as well as I should have, but that what I have is the present moment and I have them right now. So begin again and appreciate right now. These teenage years, these early 20 years. And this is an encouragement to you, wherever you find yourself right now, don't worry about the regrets of the past. We all have them, but begin again. His mercies are new every single morning, and that is such a consolation to me. Every single morning, his mercies are new. So have absolute faith in that. I'm reading Cause of Our Joy by Mother Mary Frances, and it's actually really beautiful. I bought it a few years ago to read, and it wasn't the right time, clearly, because I was encouraged to pick it up again this summer, and it really is speaking to me in ways that are so appropriate for where I am right now. And I just want to read this bit about hope and faith in our prayer, because sometimes we think we're not getting anywhere and things are hopeless. As my neighbor, who's 95, I think she is really upset with how the world is. And I don't blame her, but it keeps her up at night. I've been over there every night to try and help her relax, or try and get it to, calm her mind, but she's really agitated about where the world is going. And I've been giving her magnesium salts to rub on her feet and everything. But what I encouraged her, and I encourage you, is to leave it all in the hands of our Lord. He has it all. He knew that this was going to happen. He knew that this is the state we would be in. And to hand it all over to him, leave it to him. Anyway, I just want to read this bit about keeping the faith. When this inspired prayer invites us to beseech God that we keep faith, it is on this deep level that we are praying. There is a transcendent sense of faith in the power of God that perseveres through all the destructive follies of the world and the apparent triumph of evil. This is where our faith is rooted. And so it is not that we understand, but that we believe. This is the gift we seek in prayer. Is that prayer of faith? We don't have to understand it, and we can't understand it. But we have to know that he has already won this battle. And we just, what is it? Pray, hope, and don't worry. Padre Pio. I mean, there are three little words that pack such a punch. Pray. Always pray. Never give up on hope. And because we haven't given up on hope, we don't worry. He has it under control. Just hand it all over to him. I was thinking this morning also about the words that Our Lady said to Juan Diego. I'm going to type it up because I can't remember what they were. And I want to read it to you because it came to me in my prayer this morning. She said, "Listen and understand, my littlest son. Let nothing frighten you and afflict you or trouble your heart. Am I not here? I, who am your mother, are you not under my shadow? Am I not your health?" I don't know what translation that was. I'm sure I don't remember reading that bit about the health. But the fact that she calls us not to worry. Don't you think I have it under control? Like, don't we all want to run to our mother when we're feeling like our world is imploding and things are spinning out of control? We want to hear those words. She has it under control. He has it under control. This is where we can absolutely rest in the knowledge that they have it under control and we don't. We don't need to worry. We don't need to know what's around the corner. We just need to know that they have it under control. I just found that so consoling this morning when I was sitting in adoration. Gee, I missed it. I missed just being there at his feet and having his gaze on me. If there is one thing you do this year differently, make sure it's that. Adoration, you can't explain or describe how life-giving it is. I'm back at school and we had the first Friday vigil and there is a new teacher that I'm working with and she's not Catholic. And I thought, oh dear, here we go. I have to bring her in and encourage her, or not encourage her, I just have to explain to her what this is that we're doing. Anyway, I explained it very briefly and succinctly, what we were about to go into, what we were doing, and we came out afterwards and I gave a little prayer with the kids. I just spoke from my heart, just handing everything over to the Prince of Peace and things like that. And she came up to me afterwards and she said, "Wow, what was that? That was amazing." I said, "Isn't he beautiful? He's so beautiful and he's so present and he's so tangible." And that was such another beautiful reminder to me. Just keep coming back to me. Just keep sitting at my feet because I am the Prince of Peace and I can resolve all those problems in your life. And boy, do I have them. We all have them. But when I am talking to you, I'm talking to you from a place of I'm on the journey too and I'm learning too. And I'm struggling too. But sitting at his feet in adoration is something that I will never get enough of. So I was talking to him about motherhood and about pain and about suffering. And then I opened my book, this book, Cause of Our Joy. And I opened to this. I'm going to read it to you because it's just so beautifully relevant to me and maybe to you too. In physical motherhood, it is laid upon woman from the fall of Eve in paradise that she should bring forth life in suffering and in pain. One could venture to say that it is still more impossible to bring forth spiritual life without pain. And the mother, who is the one who is ex natura, set for the strength and consolation of others. How can she be if she is unwilling to suffer? And I was just telling our Lord that morning that my mother, my maternal heart is suffering, is breaking, you know, just with certain situations. And And I read that, like, how can we be a mother if we are unwilling to suffer? The concept of motherhood is to be the one who is willing to suffer for the other and to be the consoler for the other. And that is so beautiful. And that doesn't just mean physical motherhood. That's for spiritual motherhood as well. They suffer for their spiritual children and they console their spiritual children. I just thought that was too good not to share, because how can we expect motherhood to not bear suffering? It by its very nature is suffering. By having that other human in us, moving inside us, growing inside us, pushing all our organs, and that is suffering. So by its very nature, we suffer. We have to birth. We have to push this child into the world. That is suffering. It doesn't end there. We suffer alongside with our children. And it is a beautiful suffering, because it is not just ours. We suffer for them, and we console them through our suffering and physically through our embrace, through our words, through our presence, through our nearness, through our love. So if any of you are struggling in any place, whether it be motherhood or whatever it is, know that your suffering is worthwhile and your suffering is prayer. Pray, hope, and don't worry. It's just so simple but so beautifully true. So that's what I'm talking about today. I wasn't going to go there. I didn't know exactly where we were going to land this podcast episode, but maybe it's that birthing 2024 in through suffering, but also through consolation, through joy, through prayer, through hope, and not to worry. I also wanted to quickly remind you all, don't freak out, but next Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. It is a week away, and it is time in the church where we pray, fast, and do almsgiving for 40 days before the holiest time in our calendar, which is Easter. So you've got a week to think about what you're going to do to get closer to our Lord, something that you're going to give up, something that you're going to visit the sick or help somebody out, almsgiving. These are really beautiful ways that we can show our love, but also we receive so much more than what we give. A few years ago, I had the most beautiful Lent, and it wasn't because I was doing all the things. It was because I had a really open heart to what the Lord wanted to do in my life. So my word for the year this year is surprise, and I'm really looking forward to the surprises that I'm going to receive during Lent, because the Lord wants to give you so much more than what you're going to try and do for Him. So let Him surprise you. You know, sometimes it's not about giving up all the things, but it's allowing God to do things for you, to trust Him more, maybe growing in those virtues of faith, of hope that I was talking about before, and of love. I'm doing a book. I have he's a Franciscan friar of the Renewal, I think of the Renewal, yeah, Father Augustino Torres, and his book that he wrote, a guided Lent prayer journal, a meditation, and it's called Made for Heaven. I'm really, I ordered it on Amazon a few weeks ago, so not sure if it's going to be here yet for Lent. Let's see, hasn't arrived yet, but it still has a week to go. And I'm hopefully going to use that, this book, to speak to you during our Lenten journey. So if you haven't decided what you're going to do yet, maybe one thing could be to listen to my reflections from Made for Heaven every week on the podcast. That could be a really good place to start and a launch pad for you to dive into your Lenten journey too. There are so many different resources out there, from Abiding Together and doing a book study. I'm pretty sure they always do. Blessed Is She have the Lenten devotional that you can buy from Little Vessels in Sydney. There are so many other Lent. You can join a Lent group in your parish. All dioceses, or most dioceses, do a little Lent journal or a Lent prayer group booklet that you can buy for like $5. The Archdiocese of Wollongong always put out a really good one. Last year I did one from the Archdiocese of Brisbane, and the Archdiocese of Sydney do a really beautiful one. They do a great job. So look into those for a scaffold that you can use to dive deeper into Lent this year. I've got some beautiful women who are going to be on the podcast in the next few weeks to come. There are some exciting movements around this year's retreat. It's going to be a little bit different in the way it's structured. And I'm not going to say any more about that just yet, but keep us in your prayers, and you will hear everything there you need to know about the retreat right here, or on the Universal Sisterhood Instagram page, where I'll keep that updated as well. So I hope you have had a wonderful start to 2024. I look forward to sharing my heart with you this year, and I look forward to hearing from you. If you have any suggestions that you would like to share with me, please reach out at Universal Sisterhood Podcast Instagram page, or my email is universalsisterhood@gmail.com.au, and I would love to hear from you. Have a wonderful rest of your week. I look forward to spending the year with you, and can't wait to see how the Holy Spirit's going to work in your life in 2024. Bye.